Welcome to our tour of Katowice. Please leave the tourist information point. You are now standing in the Katowice Market Square, from where you start your tour. Please stand with your back to the tourist information point and then turn right. You are going along the building toward Sintigoyana Street, which means St. John's Street in English. But please don't cross the street. Just stop at the corner of the building you were going along. Please find the bronze plaque on the wall. This plaque is dedicated to Henryk Sławik, a true-born Silesian and a hero. During World War II, he saved both Poles and Jews. 30,000 people owe their lives to him, among them 5,000 Jews. He himself was murdered in Mauthausen, a German concentration camp. The Yad Vashem Institute in Jerusalem honored him with the title Righteous Among the Nations. Please stand now with your back to the plaque. Straight ahead, you can see Staromiejska Street, which means Old Town Street in English. At the end of the street, to the left, there is a department store. Look up to the top of the building. You can see its name, Zenit, on the roof. The building was erected in the early 1960s. It was then considered thoroughly avant-garde. Once the Velt Hotel, the oldest in Katowice, stood in this place. It must have been really something. Johann Strauss himself performed his waltzes in here in 1850. Take a look at the building on the corner, on the opposite side of the department store. This is an historic townhouse from the beginning of the 20th century. It epitomizes the street along which you will be walking in a moment. The house was built in an eclectic style, combining various elements which refer to old styles in architecture. You are now walking along Staromiejska Street. Please cross Sintigoyana Street cautiously. You will be going straight ahead along Staromiejska Street, which, as I already mentioned, means Old Town Street. Let me remind you that this is the street between the department store Zenit and the townhouse. As the name itself indicates, it is one of the oldest streets in Katowice. Just here, in this place, something interesting for cinema goers. In the house you should be passing in a moment, on the right side of the street, at number 7, the cinematographer Sławomir Ejek was born. He is one of the creators of Black Hawk Down, and was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Cinematography for this film. Going further back in time, at the very beginning of Katowice, this street was part of the high road leading to Misłowice. In the mid-19th century, it was rebuilt, straightened, and shortened. Since you are on Old Town Street, ask yourself the question, how old is the capital of Upper Silesia? The answer may surprise you. Katowice was granted town privileges only in 1865. Earlier, for many centuries, people lived an idyllic rural life here. They sowed and plowed in the shadow of the then capital city of Bytom. The name Katowice was recorded for the first time at the end of the 16th century. Only two centuries later, Katowice turned out to be an Aladdin's cave of treasures. Beneath the stubble fields, coal was discovered. Soon the first mines, named Ferdinand and Waterloo, were built. John Baildon, a clever Scotsman, built his iron foundry. The Prussian state, with its capital in Berlin, made investments, here in a railway line, there in a modern post office. Nothing could stop the development on the settlement on the Rava River. So here on Staromiejska Street, we can see Katowice as an already wealthy and European city. The city is one which works hard, but also one which likes entertainment. The name Den of Inequity itself is very indicative of the then dwellers of Katowice. It was the name of the popular theater on this street, which 100 years ago entertained and amused. Once you've reached the crossroads, please turn right. It will be Mielinskiego Street. I remind you that you are going along Mielinskiego Street. Both this and Staromieska streets are regarded as the most elegant in Katowice. Mielinskiego Street has recently been turned into a promenade, and its entire width is for us, pedestrians. The histories of the townhouses you are passing tell you of the artisan and cultural preferences of the dwellers of Katowice. 100 years ago, you would have encountered signboards everywhere, here of a tailor, there of a bookseller. You would have been lured by the offers of a wine and liqueur seller, a watchmaker, or a confectioner. In that day, Chaplin's films were undoubtedly on at the nearby Palast Cinema. In the 20s and 30s of the last century, the Polish Radio Katowice operated here. You are now approaching the crossroads. Stop for a while before crossing it. Please take a look opposite at the very first townhouse on the corner. For many years, it housed a smart cafe called Kaiser Cafe, which means Emperor's Cafe in German. Later in the interwar period, another cafe, Astoria, operated here, and after the war, yet another elegant inn. Now please turn left into Mariacka Street, which means St. Mary's Street. Along its whole length, the street is a promenade, so you can stroll here safely, making your way towards St. Mary's Church, visible in the distance, like the needle of a compass. Today's St. Mary's Street is an elegant part of the city, with cafes, pubs, concert halls, and art galleries. But it was not always like that. Not long ago, it was known as a place where one could meet women of doubtful reputation. You must have noticed colorful seats in the form of sculptures, resembling ice cream cones, on both sides of the street. This is the so-called Sweet Kato, which is an abbreviation for Katowice, of course. Sculptor Matilda Sołajewska wanted to make the city sweeter in this way. St. Mary's Street was laid out in the second half of the 19th century. It then bore the name Holzenstrasse, in honor of Richard Holze. He was a very interesting figure. I will tell you more about him in a moment, but now only one extraordinary thing. Holze was honored with the naming of this street when he was still alive, on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of his medical practice. So highly was he esteemed. The street has witnessed many historic events, among them a memorable feast at the restaurant of the Savoy Hotel, located on this street. In 1922, leaders of the Third Silesian Uprising, including Wojciech Korfanty, met General Stanislaw Szeptycki at the breakfast table in the hotel restaurant. The general had deployed Polish troops in Upper Silesia. In the interwar period, the international character of this street was emphasized by the existence of such institutions as Bank des Silesii or the Consulate of Brazil. Getting back once more to the hotel, a specific old-fashioned atmosphere of the Savoy restaurant, which was then already called Hungaria, attracted the intellectual elite of Katowice after World War II. Performances of artists, debates of writers and journalists brought some color to the gray years of the communist regime. And today, they are circulating as anecdotes. Let me recall one of them. Jarosław Iwaszkiewicz, a famous Polish writer and poet who felt a great fondness for Silesians, enjoyed feasting at the Hungaria restaurant. Once he turned up late at a boozy feast. He came into the dining room while others were just raising their glasses. "Wait, wait, don't you dare without me," he cried out. Everyone paused, of course, and one of the feasters came up to Iwaszkiewicz, offered a little glass with 50 milliliters of pure vodka, which is the standard amount. The writer, feigning surprise, protested, "No, no, not 50 milliliters. With Silesians, I start with 100. You are now approaching a busy cross street. This is Francuska Street, which means French Street. Please be careful while crossing it. You will be going straight ahead. Now the facade of St. Mary's Church rises just ahead of us. Please go towards it, but don't rush. Walk slowly. This is the oldest preserved Catholic church in Katowice, built in 1870. The first, very modest one, made of wood, was erected a dozen or so years earlier. Polish priest Teodor Kremski, then the parson, wanted for Katowice a magnificent and elegant church in a European style. In this enterprise, he was helped by Hans Knappe, who was German. He was the treasurer of the Winkler family, local industrialists. Knappe had a difficult task to collect funds. This cooperation, as you can see, was successful. Here, I would add that until the mid-19th century, for many people, faith was more important than nationality. Please stop in front of the church to take a closer look. You must have noticed that the church isn't built of brick. It is made of stone slabs of Silesian dolomite. The original proposal envisaged the creation of a bigger church, but the limited funds of the few believers were the reason for changing the design to a more modest one. Interestingly, the designer of the church, Alexis Langer, was brought up in a Protestant family. He left behind beautiful churches and public buildings spread all over Silesia. The Katowice church was built in the Neo-Gothic style, which imitates the old Gothic architecture. It featured, among others, soaring shapes and pointed arches, both in the shapes of windows and ceilings. Please take a look at any of the individual ends of the vertical architectural elements of the church. Now face the facade of the church and then turn left. Please go further straight ahead across the square with trees. You are going towards a busy street with trams. It is Warszawska Street, or Warsaw Street. At this point, it is worth mentioning the unconventional character of Father Emil Schrammick. The square on which the church stands bears his name. Reverend Schrammick was a Silesian priest, scholar, cultural and social activist. He was famous for his openness and lack of national bias. He called for cooperation between Polish and German scientists and scholars. He co-founded the Silesian Library and Museum. He organized the construction of the cathedral in Katowice. He died in Dachau, a German concentration camp. His life deserved beatification, and he was beatified by Pope John Paul II. Ahead of you is the busy street with trams going back and forth. Please turn left here. I kindly remind you that you are going along Warszawska Street to the nearest pedestrian crossing. Today's Warszawska Street has always been the main thoroughfare of Katowice. That's why it has always borne serious names, such as Friedrichstrasse or Marshal Pilsudski's Street. You are only going a short distance along it. I'll draw your attention to a few interesting places. At Warszawska Street, in an old residence of the Kromsky family, there is the Marholt Club, which brings together artists, scholars, scientists, and politicians. A bit further, a house of the already mentioned Richard Holtze stood at the pedestrian crossing. Its style, referring to classical architecture, suited the doctor's character. The stately gentleman with a generous beard chaired the city council of Katowice. He was also famous for his good heart. As a doctor, he cared about the poor. Every day, he would treat around 100 poor patients for a token fee. Now look at the opposite side of the street. We can see a modern glazed building made of light sandstone. Please cross the street at the pedestrian crossing and turn left. You are going straight on, passing on the right the modern glazed building of the National Bank of Poland. Getting back to Richard Holtze, his father-in-law was the industrialist Wilhelm Friedrich Grundmann. Grundmann is regarded as the initiator of the transformation of the village of Katowice into a city. His elegant house stood on the site of the present-day National Bank of Poland. Originally, it was built in the classicist style. It was a beautiful building with a colonnade and a winter garden. Unfortunately, the communist authorities tore down the house. Behind the glazed building is Bankova Street, or Bank Street. Please cross it and turn right. Please press pause and resume the recording on the opposite side of the street. Please follow along the fence on the left side. Behind the trees, you'll see the tower of a church. It is the Protestant church which you are now going to. The first Protestant parish was established in Katowice 150 years ago. In the fence to the left, you'll find a gate which leads to the church area. Please turn into the gate. You are going towards the church. The first Protestants came to the area of today's Katowice in the 16th century, that is, just after the separation from the Catholic Church. In the 19th century, before the small settlement turned into a big city, and before the erection of the church in Katowice, the local Protestants had attended services in Horzów. Please stop by the church. The church was built in 1856, so it was the first stone church in Katowice. It was erected in the Neo-Romanesque style. This style is a bit heavy, referring to the buildings from the early Middle Ages. The church was small, designed for about 300 worshipers. However, given the rapid growth of the parish, it was significantly expanded at the end of the 19th century. The expansion improved the situation for a short period of time, but rapid parish growth required it to be enlarged again. After so many reconstructions, the church was given elements of many styles. You are returning along the same alley to Bankova Street. Until 1922 and during World War II, it bore the name of Reichsbankstrasse. The name referred to the Reichsbank, which was once situated on this street. This is the building to the left of the glazed edifice of the National Bank of Poland. Now, please turn left and go along Bankova Street. I kindly remind you that you are going further along Bankova Street. It is hard to believe, but in the interwar period, this street was one of the sports centers of Katowice and even the center of winter sports. In 1930, the first artificial speed skating rink in Poland and a few playing fields were opened. Nationwide sports competitions were held here. Today, Bankova Street is associated not only with the National Bank of Poland, but mainly with a university campus. To the right, you are passing the edifice of the Center of Studies on Man and the Environment of the University of Silesia. Straight ahead, you should see a conspicuous building with a symbol of man inscribed in a circle. To the right of it, there is a red building called Redhead. It is the Scientific Information Center and the Academic Library serving two Silesian universities, the University of Economics and the University of Silesia. This hybrid library collects all types of documents and makes them available regardless of the data carrier, for example, paper or optical disc. You are now crossing a small bridge over the Rawa River and then going straight on. To the right, you are going past the previously mentioned building with the symbol of man inscribed in a circle. This is the Faculty of Social Sciences. And to the left, there is the building of the rectorate. Part of the street between the rectorate and the Faculty of Social Sciences was closed to traffic and turned into a promenade lined with flower beds decorated with cherry trees. In front of the rectorate, that is, to your left, one can see a bronze statue of a student. It depicts a smiling, bare-breasted youngster with a four-cornered cap on, which refers to the ancient Greek motive of the so-called kouros. A special attraction will be brass plaques set in the pavement with imprinted palms of the eminent figures that the university would especially like to honor. I already mentioned the academic library. In Katowice, there is still another super-modern library. This is the Silesian Library. It holds 2 million books. The library awards a prestigious prize, the Silesian Literary Laurel. The mentioned libraries testify to great traditions of the region. They remind us that Silesia means not only coal and steel, but above all, it is present in the cultural life of Europe. You are now approaching the next crossroads. You are turning left in front of the buildings behind the square. You are now going along Haukovskiego Street. The Faculty of Mathematics, Physics, and Chemistry of the University of Silesia is located on this street. August Haukovsky, the patron of the street, taught and conducted research here. The professor was born in East Prussia, but spent most of his life in Katowice. He was not only a scientist, but also a brave man. After the introduction of martial law, he was the sole rector who was interned. It should be recalled here that in the elite circle of Nobel Prize winners, you will also encounter Katowice-born Maria Gerpert Meyer, who was awarded with a prize in 1963. Please get back to the real world around you. Exact sciences are closely connected with the modern face of the world in which we live. And what can be more spectacular than a skyscraper shining with glass and aluminum? Truly speaking, the Katowice skyscrapers rarely scrape clouds, but as you can see, they are impressive. Altus, the second tallest high-rise building erected outside Warsaw, rises ahead of us at the end of the street. It was built at the beginning of the 21st century. The numbers are impressive, 125 meters in height and 30 stories above ground. Apart from Warsaw, nowhere are there as many of them as in the capital of Upper Silesia. The high-rise building, Altus, belongs to the so-called intelligent buildings. It has a system which centrally steers and controls the operation of all the infrastructure. All this started already in the 30s of the last century. Another building of Katowice, the House of the Professors of the Silesian Technical Research Facilities, came into the race for the title of the tallest construction. 8 stories are breathtaking. In 1934, the so-called skyscraper rocketed into the sky. 15 stories above ground sweep you off your feet. Interestingly, its construction was politically motivated. Poland wanted to show Germany that it too could be modern. The next proliferation of high-rise buildings took place during the communist regime in the 70s. It was also propaganda of success. In front of Altus, at the crossroads, please turn right and go to the other side of Uniwersytecka Street. You are going towards the park, leaving Altus behind you. It's best to go right away to the left side of the road. The park is the only trace of the palace complex of Count Tille Winkler. In Upper Silesia, they were aptly called the aristocracy of coal and steel. They earned their position at the Prussian and Russian courts as early as the turn of the 18th and 19th centuries. Soon they acquired vast land estates in Silesia, and later mines and ironworks and so on. To the right, there is a roundabout, but you are turning left into the park alley at the sign which says Park Poinstanciów Slanski, which means the Park of the Silesian Insurgents. You are now in the Park of the Silesian Insurgents. It is a remnant of the palace garden. Before the war, there was a temple of contemplation and a statue of Franz von Winkler, one of the initiators of transforming the village of Katowice into a city. You are going towards the characteristic monument, which consists of huge wings. Halfway to the monument, there is a statue of a man on the pedestal. The statue presents General Jerzy Ziętek, who, despite his controversial biography, is positively remembered by the people of the region. Jerzy Ziętek was a Silesian insurgent, a pre-war member of the parliament, and later a general of the Polish People's Army. But above all, for many years during the communist regime, he was a host of the Silesian province. In Silesia, He was a legendary figure, an excellent host, and initiator of many investments. Please now come closer to the earlier mentioned bigger monument in the form of three wings, which is well visible from here. While approaching the Silesian insurgents' monument with its characteristic wings, it's worthwhile to recall those events. For centuries, Silesia had been the home to Poles, Germans, Bohemians, and Silesians. After World War I, when the fate of the nations and states was being decided, their hearts were split. What to choose? Whom to support? Whose language? Whose faith? Whose customs are the closest to me? The plebiscite was to decide everything. Particularly in the big cities, the plebiscite turned in favor of Germany. In Katowice itself, 85% of the inhabitants voted for incorporation into Germany. Those whose hearts were beating for Poland decided to settle the fate of Silesia through war. Three times, year after year, in 1919, 1920, and 1921, they rose up in arms against the German troops. After heroic, often fratricidal fighting, they won. A big part of Silesia found itself within the Polish borders. Please stop for a while at the wings of the monument. You have reached the very heart of Katowice, its symbolic places. This is the Silesian Insurgents Monument, which in the Silesian language sounds like this. Denkmalschlünski Posteinsuf. The monument was solemnly unveiled in 1967. The three wings symbolize the three Silesian uprisings. Not far away, surely the most daring building of communist Poland, the so-called Spodek, which means a saucer, captures your sight. It is a round building, which resembles a UFO. It houses a sports and entertainment arena. Not to make high art suffer, the Spodek Arena has recently been accompanied by Galeria Rondo Stucchi. It is an art gallery. It is housed in that glazed building situated in the center of the busy roundabout between the saucer and the monument. Now please take a look to the right of the Spodek Arena. Within the area of the old mine Katowice, quite a new part of the city is growing. This is the so-called Zone of Culture, consisting of three modern objects. In the foreground, you can see the building of the Polish National Radio Symphony Orchestra. Next to it, closer to the Spodek Arena, the International Congress Center, and a bit further, amid the historic objects of the old mine, the new seat of the Silesian Museum. It's amazing, but several years ago, coal was mined here. You are now turning your back on the Spodek Arena and the monument. To the right, there is a busy avenue with trams. You will be going along it. This is Korfantego Avenue. Let me remind you that you are going along the avenue with trams. To the right, one of the typical building spurts of the communist era, a monumental apartment block, also known as Rówkowiec, which can be roughly translated as an anthill. It is the so-called super unit. Super because it belongs to the biggest apartment blocks in Poland. Super because it has its own water and electricity supply system. Super because since 1994, it has had a status of a separate housing estate. The building stands on legs made of reinforced concrete, which makes it easier for winds to flow through and reduce the effects of tectonic tremors. The block is 187.5 meters long. It has 15 stories above ground and one underground, which can accommodate 200 garages. Up to 3,000 people can live here in 762 apartments. You are continuing your stroll along busy Korfantego Avenue. In 1899 to 1924, the avenue bore the name Schlossstrasse, which means Castle Street. After World War II, it was simply Castle Street, and since the 90s of the last century, it has been Korfantego Avenue. Why the name Castle Street in the center of Katowice? It's time to solve this riddle. To the left, you are passing by the Katowice Hotel, just a typical hotel. But next to it, once there was a manor house of the lords of these lands, the family of von Thiele Winkler. The manor house had its German name, Schloss Katowice, or Katowice Castle. This castle was, as a matter of fact, a palace. Before its construction in 1841, there had been other manor buildings on this site. The palace was demolished in communist times. So I have explained to you the interesting name of the street. And the Katowice Hotel was built in 1965. It is a typical functionalist building. What does it mean? In a nutshell, it is huge and useful. Now take a look at the other side of the street. Opposite the hotel, there is a high-rise apartment block, the so-called glider. This strange name refers to the gliding formwork method applied for erecting such tall constructions. It is based on the use of quick-setting cement, which allows the reuse of the same framework over and over and over for identical stories further up the structure. The Katowice high-rise building has 18 stories. The building was completed in 1969. You are approaching Piastowska Street. Please go further straight on. I already mentioned about the project of rebuilding the city center of Katowice after World War II. This enterprise aimed at widening the street towards the west. That's why some houses were pulled down and a complex of galleries, shops, and service buildings was created. These are the buildings you were passing by on the right side of the avenue. You were approaching the next junction with Moniuszki Street. Please go further straight ahead. To the left, you are going past an impressive edifice. This is the seat of the Silesian Museum. The museum is housed in the former Grand Hotel, once the most elegant in Katowice. It was built a year before the end of the 19th century. The museum moved in here only in the 80s of the last century. As I mentioned earlier, the museum will be relocated to the Zone of Culture. I told you about that while you were standing at the Silesian Insurgents Monument. I do encourage you to see the extensive collections of the Silesian Museum. Behind the next cross street, to the left, please find the theater building and go towards it. To the left, you are going past another impressive building. This is the Stanislaw Wispianski Theater. It is the largest theater stage in Upper Silesia. The building was put to use at the beginning of the last century as a German theater. During the solemn opening ceremony, actors promised that Polish words would never be heard from the stage. However, already several years later, poems of Mickiewicz and Słowacki were recited here. Emotions dropped. Now, high art reigns here. You are approaching the end of the next street. Please continue the stroll along the avenue, going right as far as the Market Square. The Market Square is still the busy city center. Till the 19th century, it had been a typical crossroads. Nothing special. But in 1865, together with granting town privileges, a new era in the history of Katowice started. The Market Square changed its name due to the given political situation. Till the end of the First World War, it was Friedrichsplatz, later Marshal Piłsudski Square. And during the Second World War, Ring, a German word from which the Polish Rynek derives. Katowice entered the 21st century with hope and vigor. The area between the Rondo and the Market Square is continuously changing. We can already admire the first effects. Trams, whose lines intersect on the Market Square, run on a new, noise-reducing track. And around you, one by one, buildings are being renovated. The market itself will be an elegant square, and a good starting point for further walks in Katowice. I strongly urge you to take them. You are slowly closing to the end of your walk. You should already see the familiar buildings. please return the unit to the tourist information point. Thank you for the joint tour of the city center of Katowice. The tour has been created thanks to the Silesian Tourist Information System, co-funded from the Regional Operational Program of the Silesian Voivodeship in 2007-2013. We wish you an enjoyable stay in the city.